steel boat on the system. Above water things look rather fine, but I know that beneath tranquil water my boat is being ravaged by time. The hull, it is slowly corroding, it's thinner than this time last year. The anodes, they look rather feeble, it's time for more blacking, I fear. But bottom blacking is boring, from the stem to the stern and then back. I lose count of the coats that I've put on, it's black upon black. I awake to the sound of the mallards picking algae from where it has grown. On the hull just below muddy water, where the bitumen paint has long gone. They delight in their snack, nice and tasty, but the morning alarm annoys me. That weed is due for removal, bottom blacking it just has to be. Bottom blacking is boring, from the stem to the stern and then back. I lose count of the coats that I put on, it's black upon black. I've just passed a boat, partly sunken. I deduce it has water inside, and I wonder just how it has got there. Was it rainfall or slow rising tide? Was its bottom frequently blackened? Was the progress of rust held at bay? Or did water and oxygen conquer the steelwork that stood in their way? Bottom blacking is boring, from the stem to the stern and then back. I lose count of the coats that I've put on, it's black upon black. Hull thickness was tested last Monday, the surveyor, he charged me a bomb. He scraped off some paint for inspection, then removed all my cash with aplomb. The charts of numerical thickness arrived in the post yesterday. They paint a most depressing picture of a hull with significant decay. But bottom blacking is boring, from the stem to the stern and then back. I lose count of the coats that I've put on, it's black upon black. I must get out the paintbrush and roller, spray away mud, rust, algae and slime, then apply several coats of comastic and just pray that I've done it in time.